Tonight, U.S. officials telling NBC News as many as 200 Americans have now reported possible cases of that so-called Havana syndrome, mysterious neurological symptoms, sometimes brain damage, first reported by diplomats at the U.S. Embassy in Havana in 2016, then appearing in Russia and China. This year, two dozen new cases in Vienna, another in Berlin. U.S. officials say potential victims on every continent but Antarctica.
We are investigating and reviewing reports of incidents from all around the world,
including personnel from the State Department, CIA, and Pentagon, but no proof of the cause. In 2018, NBC News reported U.S. intelligence officials suspected Russia. Russia denies it. But Mark Palamaropoulos told me he had to quit the CIA because of symptoms that started in Moscow.
I couldn't stand up. I was falling over. I had an incredible sense of nausea and ringing in my ears. I was frankly terrified.
We sat down exclusively with Cuban investigators in 2017 who denied blame.
Cuba doesn't possess this technology. Cuba has never produced these types of weapons.
While searching for the cause, the Biden administration is working on devices to protect personnel as it's considering sending diplomats back to Havana for the first time since the attack started.